unofficialmills.co.uk is the unofficial fan site of Scott Mills.
Right, now we do these sometimes in the afternoons. You've been busted, where we get to the bottom of something, where someone might not be telling the whole truth. If you know someone like that, feel free to send me an email. We're doing this for 2 weeks. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Let's do it. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Scott.
So, who's this all about, then?
The guy I work with called Marcus.
Okay, and you think Marcus isn't telling the whole truth about something?
Yeah, I'm absolutely positive he's not at home. And I know you're good at this detective work.
I am a good detective, yes. By day, Radio 1 DJ. By night, I fight crime.
Oh, yeah. So, Sherlock Holmes style.
Yeah. Tell me more about Marcus. What do you suspect him of doing?
Well, he says he's been doing his modelling and his part-time, spare time stuff, but I just don't believe him.
So he's a model?
Well, supposedly, yes. He says he is.
Now, before we go on, can I just ask, this has nothing to do with Kate Moss, is it?
No, but he does say that he knows her, or he's worked with her at least.
So, he knows Kate Moss?
I know. A bit dodge.
Is he a good friend of Kate's?
No, but he says that she's completely misunderstood and that modelling's such a hard job and no one really understands her. And how hard it is.
Is he supposed to have worked with her in the past?
Yeah, supposedly, though I'm not too convinced, to be quite honest.
What sort of things does he say he's done then?
Well, he told us he did a Gap advert. Not for like, the television, but you know, like the photo shoots and the magazines and on the like billboards and in the shops and whatever.
Right.
But to be quite honest, I've never actually seen any of them.
And nobody you know has seen them either?
Well, no.
Okay.
Not at all.
Anything else?
Well, supposedly Diesel as well, but I really think that that's...
Done stuff for Diesel as well?
Yes.
So, you think he might not be telling the whole truth about being a model?
Yes, I think he's very much lying.
Is he good looking? Could he be a model? Is he quite fit?
He's fairly fit, but nothing special. He kind of swaggers his ass about, you know.
Yeah.
Bit confident.
Sorry, I just had to ask that question just for research.
Okie dokie.
So he really thinks he's it, does he?
He certainly does, and I think he needs to be cooled down a wee bit.
Has he got that arrogant swagger?
Yes.
Yeah.
Swagger's never good.
And you said on your email that, he was off on some assignment a couple of weeks ago, which made you think he was making the whole thing up?
Yes, uh-huh.
What was that?
Well, supposedly he was doing a Calvin Klein shoot in Dubai, which he took the week off work for.
Is this photos?
Yeah.
So he said he was modelling jeans in Dubai for Calvin Klein?
Yes, but I'm absolutely positive he's lying about the whole thing.
Why?
Well, a friend Sue saw him at some tanning salon.
When he was supposed to be in Dubai?
Yes.
And where was the tanning salon?
Well, it gets better. It's in Enfield.
Right. So, he says he was in Dubai on a top modelling assignment when actually he was at a tanning shop in Enfield.
Yep.
So, you want me to bust him, yeah?
I really want you to bust him. He's absolutely doing our heads in with the whole modelling stuff. And all his, like, chat about Kate Moss, Naomi Campbell, it's really, really not good.
He knows both of those, does he?
Well, supposedly, yeah.
And you've never seen any photos or evidence?
Never.
So you sure you want me to do this?
I really want you to do this.
Okay. Well, you'll be pleased to hear, I'm one step ahead, we've already given him a call.
Hey!
We called him up last night.
What, didn't he?
Right, if you stay there...
Uh-huh.
You'll find out what happened next, I'll play you the call, okay?
Cool.
This is Radio 1, that's the new record by Will Young, and a selection of housewives and lords have texted in saying they absolutely love it. The rest of you seem to be unsure as yet, by Friday you'll love it. 8:21, this is Scott, on the Chris Moyle Show, it's Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
Right, so we're in the middle of one of our busted stories at the moment. Hi Jane.
Hey Scott.
And Jane wanted me to bust somebody that she didn't think was telling the truth about something. This guy's name is Marcus, and he's been going around telling everybody where he works that he's a model in his spare time. Now, Marcus is a busy guy because he models with Kate Moss, or did, and Naomi Campbell, and still keeps his day job. It's amazing. Now, I forgot to ask you, what does he do when he's not modelling, Jane?
He works in an IT company in Enfield.
He works in an IT company?
Yep.
Okay. But a couple of weeks ago, Marcus took some time off work. Now, he said he was doing a photo shoot in Dubai for Calvin Klein jeans.
Yes.
But someone who works with Jane, what was the name of that girl?
Sue
saw Marcus come out of a tanning salon in Enfield, which, if you're not familiar with Enfield, it's just to the north of London, when he was supposed to be in Dubai. So Jane really wants us to bust this guy because she's kind of had enough about him going on about being a model and generally having that arrogant swagger that people have.
Yes.
He's doing your head in, isn't he?
He's doing all our heads in.
So this is what we did, Jane. Last night, we gave Marcus a call to check out exactly where he was when he was supposedly modelling for Calvin Klein in Dubai. Do you want to hear what happened?
I really want to hear what happened.
Okay. Here's Chappers pretending he was from that tanning salon in Enfield.
Hello?
Hi, is that Marcus?
Yeah.
Hi, Marcus. My name's Mark. I'm the customer services manager at in Enfield.
Okay, hi.
How you doing, mate?
I'm all right, thanks.
Yeah, you good?
Yeah.
Good. It's just a courtesy call, really, because we've been noting that you come into the salon quite a bit recently, and I just want to say thank you very much for your custom.
Okay.
I've got a question that I want to ask, though. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's the stand-up booths, isn't it, that you're using mostly?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Yeah. I've just got a quick piece of advice for you, if you want.
Okay.
I don't think you're using enough lotion. You know, lotion, suntan oil, whatever you want to call it. You're not using enough.
And how do you know that?
Well, you're not rubbing into your back enough, and I know it can be hard to reach sometimes, but I have to make sure, for the salon's reputation, that you know that this kind of thing's really important.
Well, what are you on about?
We've noticed you're not rubbing enough lotion into your body. You know, we kind of like to keep an eye on how the customers are getting on. It's purely health and safety reasons, which is really the reason why I'm giving you the courtesy call today. I just want to make sure that you're all right about it.
Well, what are you on about, keeping an eye on me? In the tanning booth?
Yeah, it's CCTV.
What? So, you've been watching me while I've been in the tanning booth?
Yeah.
I can't believe you've got cameras in there.
Well, how else could I see? I can't see through walls.
Well, yeah, but...
It's not unusual, is it, sir, these days? I mean, wherever you go, there are cameras everywhere. It's a heightened state of security at the moment.
Well, yeah, but this is a tanning booth.
You have to be careful nowadays, sir. It's for health and safety reasons. You know what it's like? You get sunburnt in there, the next thing, you're trying to see me with one of those no-win, no-fee people, so I'm just calling you up to ask you to put a bit more suntan lotion on.
I can't believe this. I can't...
But it's common practice, sir. Common practice.
So, let me get this right. Have you seen my...
Well, yeah, but I wouldn't worry about that. I've seen a lot.
I bet you have.
No, it's nothing that I haven't seen before. I've got one myself, you know?
Yeah.
I'm a male.
Do you stare at women, too?
I think we're going off the subject here, sir. It's not really about staring at people. It's about health and safety.
I can't believe this.
Don't, sir, honestly, don't worry. We have tapes of everybody. It's for health and safety.
What do you mean it's for health and safety?
It's for health and safety, sir. What I'll do is I compile some of the most important things and send them round to the managers of all the stores. It's just to show them what's right and what's wrong. It's like for training purposes as well. What to look out for, basically.
You're nuts, you. You send tapes round to people.
Yeah, and then we do a compilation at the end of the year of some of the funniest bits. It's a bit sort of like You've Been Framed, but without Lisa Riley, fortunately. It's where people fall over and stuff, all of that kind of thing.
Right, I want to speak to your manager. This is beyond a joke now.
No, he's well aware of everything. There's no need for that, sir. It's all under control.
No, look, you're out of order. I want to speak to your manager.
All right, just hold on a second then, please, sir. I'll see what I can do.
Hello?
Are you in charge?
Pardon?
Are you in charge?
Yes, certainly, sir. Can I take your name?
Yes, Marcus.
Okay, and when did you last come in to see us?
Wednesday or Thursday last week.
Pardon?
Wednesday or Thursday last week.
Sorry about this. Listen, I've got to fill in some details on a form before I can sort out any problems. When was the last time you were abroad?
What?
It's just one of the questions on the form. Just so that we can, see when you're exposed to strong UV rays from the sun.
Do you know that I want to make a complaint?
Yeah, that's fine, but I just need to put your details in first. I'm really sorry about this. So when were you last abroad?
March.
In March?
Yeah.
On holiday, was that?
Yeah.
So you weren't in Dubai a couple of weeks ago? Hello?
What the f*** is going on?
This is Scott Mills from Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello. You've been telling people you're a top model and jetting off to Dubai to do photo shoots, but you've actually been in a tanning salon in Enfield. Isn't that right, Marcus?
This is a girl in the office, isn't it?
Sorry?
This is a girl in the office.
You didn't go to Dubai, did you? For Calvin Klein.
Now.
Did you?
You haven't really had cameras in the tanning booths, have you?
No.
So you haven't seen my...
Not that I know of, no. Marcus?
Yeah?
You've been busted, mate.